Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, continuing our discussion of Rudyard Kipling's beautiful poem, epic poem, if epic is not accurate because epic usually means long, but I would say masterpiece. I love it. We're continuing our discussion of this, and we've said so far, if you can keep your head while all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, you can trust yourself while all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting, too. If you can wait and not be tired of waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating. I mentioned earlier about the stuff I went through at the church where the complaint-free movement began, or I should say where I began the complaint-free movement, and how the people there really began to hate me. I have to be honest with you. And I've seen this happen many times. In fact, a lot of times when we would have membership classes, which I taught the membership classes, we would ask people, you know, what brought them to the church? And they would say, you know, I used to be very involved in another church, but then all of a sudden the people got vicious and went after the minister. And they said, but I feel safe here. I feel like that's not going to happen. Well, it did. And the stuff people were saying was amazing. I remember one time, there was one woman who would always come through the, we call it the hug line at the end of the service. That was your opportunity to ostensibly hug the minister, but the real reason was you got to whisper in the minister's ear and ask for prayer. That's what people did. They would say, you know, they would hug me and they'd say, please pray for my sister, she has cancer. Please pray for my husband, he's just applied for a new job. And there was one woman who would come through every Sunday to hug me, and she would say, I say this with all love, leave. In other words, quit my job, quit the church, stop being the minister. Well, I'm sure she felt that by saying this with, in her mind, with all love, that made it somehow loving, but it was not. And this woman hated me. And she would come through the line every Sunday. And I continued to hug her. I continued to hug her and let her say, leave. And then finally, after about 2 months of this, I stopped hugging her. When she went to put her arms around me, I held her at a distance so she could say what she had to say out loud and other people could hear it. Well, she stopped coming through the line. I never allowed myself to lapse into hating her. George Washington Carver has this wonderful line, I shall allow no man to belittle my soul by making me hate him. Isn't that beautiful? I shall allow no man to belittle my soul by making him hate, by making me hate him. Amazing. When we hate, we belittle our souls. Remember, the entire reason for this poem is to instruct this young man on how to be a man. That's what Rudyard Kipling is. And let's don't get caught up in gender. Adult, okay? Young person to become an adult. It's just written in the predominantly male nomenclature of the time. When we give over to hating, we give over. We get consumed in it. Remember, the word hate means to dislike to the point of taking action against. Let me say that again. Hate means to dislike to the point of taking action against. Now, there are certainly times to take action against people, but not just because they hate you, okay? An adult, a grown-up, goes, whatever. So learn to say whatever. There are people in your life that hate you. Realize that's their issue. They don't know the real you, and they never will. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow.